From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, has been sent to jail after a federal jury indicted him on charges of tampering with witnesses while free on bail. AP's Warren Levinson has more.
Both of the indictments that were brought against him were incredibly detailed, and there does appear to be a large amount of evidence in the cases against him. Now, again, we'll see what his explanations for that and whether any of this falls apart once the prosecution is put under the microscope by the defense.
AP's Warren Levinson reporting. Yemeni officials say Saudi-led forces have entered the airport in Yemen's key port city of Hodeidah. The media office of the Yemeni military said the Allied Arab forces gained access to the airport Saturday, the fourth day of the coalition's campaign to retake Hodeidah from Shiite rebels known as Houthis. A source with the military told Reuters, "We need some time to make sure there are no gunmen, mines, or explosives in the building." Hodeidah is an important and strategic location since it's the entry point for humanitarian aid, including food. Yemen is a nation on the brink of famine. U.S. President Donald Trump is going ahead with 25% tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese technology imports, intensifying a trade dispute between the world's two largest economies. Erwin Eck is an analyst at a China policy consultancy on further issues for the Chinese.
As long as the U.S. is acting more or less alone, and as long as the U.S. is also attacking other developed countries, China don't see a big problem. If the EU, Japan, and some other countries were to team up with the U.S. In a more sophisticated strategy, then I think they will be more alarmed.
China has compiled a list of $50 billion in U.S. products that would face retaliatory tariffs. This is VOA News. President Trump says the Justice Department's Inspector General's report on the email probe of former Secretary of State and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton reached the wrong conclusion when it determined there was no bias in the agency's handling of that investigation. The report says that then-FBI Director James Comey had missteps leading the investigation of Clinton and that it damaged the FBI's credibility. The Nicaraguan government and civic groups have agreed to call a halt to all violence and allow an international task force to investigate the recent anti-government protests that have left 170 people dead. The minister said Nicaragua has experienced an unprecedented savagery, a wave of crimes that dismays, that frightens. Negotiators have agreed on the removal of road blockades erected by anti-government activists. Muslims around the world are celebrating the holiday that marks the end of the Ramadan holy month. The holiday is the culmination of the Ramadan season, when devout Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset for an entire month. As Stephen Hawking was laid to rest at Westminster Abbey in London, the European Space Agency paid tribute in a special way. Reuters' Matthew Labertanda reports.
The words of the legendary physicist Stephen Hawking are being used in a final tribute in a very fitting way, by being blasted into space with a message of peace. Friday was Hawking's memorial service at London's famous Westminster Abbey, his final resting place, among the likes of Isaac Newton and Charles Darwin.
I have long wanted to go into space.
His voice beamed the same day by the European Space Agency toward a black hole over 3,000 light-years away.
There is unlimited potential for what the human mind can learn and develop.
Hawking's work on black holes was among his most influential, building on the ideas put forward by Albert Einstein and challenging many scientific assumptions about them.
That's Reuters' Matthew Labertanda reporting. Taliban fighters and Afghan security forces hugged and took selfies with one another in rest of eastern Afghanistan Saturday as an unprecedented ceasefire in the war-torn country held for the second day. Carrying assault weapons and rocket-propelled grenade launchers, members of Afghanistan's biggest militant group travel by car and motorbike through the contested district of Badikot in Nangarhar province, waving Afghan and Taliban flags. Afghan forces manning checkpoints offered greetings to the Taliban, embracing and posing for the photos with the same people they are usually trying to kill. It is a scene that would have been unthinkable only a few days ago. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.